Proud to say that last night, Rick Cordray was finally confirmed by the United States Senate to keep serving as America's consumer watchdog and as the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
All right, Cordray, consumer watchdog. Do you think we can trust yet another bloated piece of our government? The idea itself sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But we know how this road ends. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Not to start off on a cynical note, unfortunately, looking at some of what's going on in Washington, it's hard not to feel that way. You know, approval ratings for Congress are in the 10 percentile, which is crazy. If 10% were the best you could do in any other industry where they, you know, put those little notes in your file, pretty much it would be a ghost-like Congress that we would have because everybody would be clearing out their desks. The big thing, I think, on the Hill, a couple of things worth mentioning, the part of the buzz in the backyard, is the House voting to delay the Obamacare mandate. You know, part of the arguments, and when this first kicked in, this was one of the thorniest. The individual health mandate, of course, is another one that's supposed to be in full swing in 2014. But the House voted Wednesday to delay a couple of things, 264 to 161, for what they call a measure that would do something. As far as employers are concerned, they would push it until 2014, a requirement that businesses with 50 or more workers provide insurance coverage or they have to pay a penalty pretty much. And then the other thing is they voted 251 to 174 for another measure that would delay the individual mandate, the requirement on people to buy, you know, individuals to buy insurance for a year or two. Republicans are saying that both of those delays are necessary. While they endorse the delay for business, House Speaker John Boehner and other Republicans say it's unfair to deny everyone else a similar reprieve. So where all that ends up is interesting because Democrats disagree. They say it's the problem is it would be a train wreck right now, and it's not ready to be unveiled. Somebody who we had on this show, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, remember we talked to her, I guess, maybe 6 months ago or so, talking about some of the stuff that was going to kick in, and she was just bent on there's no way, and she was right. And we all knew this was going to be able to smoothly roll out. So, you know, the idea here is the individual mandate, the IRS already hired 5,000 people to enforce that. So very doubtful that they'll roll back on that one. And then what, have the people sitting in there doing training videos for an entire year before that kicks back in? The votes mark the 38th time the Republican majority has tried to defund or scale back the program Obamacare since Republicans took control of the House in 2011. So where it all ends up, we'll ultimately see. But the employment one, I'm sure, boom, that's done. As far as the individual mandate, I think a little bit different. All right, this is a story that I got a little bit more information on as I was trying to really work my sources. And it wasn't hard to work this one. Without a doubt, the Department of Justice is just pushing, trying to uncover something that they haven't been able to find at this point in the George Zimmerman trial. They're looking for evidence of racial bias in his background. So they're looking for any kind of email tips from neighbors, people who knew him, that kind of stuff, to possibly be able to wage a federal civil rights case against him. And part of that is because there's pressure from the NAACP and there's other Democrats who are dogged in their pursuit of this whole Zimmerman thing. So they actually set up a public email address asking for information regarding that. Can you imagine? So people who are angry about this could email and say they heard him say some racially loaded remark. Can you imagine the bogus amount of information that would pour into a public email address? So now they're pushing for emails, trying to find the background, trying to find the information. And Holder just did an address to the NAACP saying they would consider all information available. And they had a conference call with civil rights leaders on Monday. I think this is a massive overreach. I don't know about you, but this is a massive, massive overreach to me. So tip lines, maybe that's not unusual, but who is going to leave tips against Zimmerman? People who have an axe to grind. Where are they getting this evidence, and how are they going to be able to make that stick that he somehow showed racial bias? So you have some on the Hill saying that we know that Martin's civil rights have been violated, and it's a question of getting the evidence, having the evidence to pursue that. Slippery slope that's really going nowhere. I can't imagine. The lack of evidence is absolutely staring the feds in the face, whether they like it or not. Absolutely. Absolutely staring them in the face. All right, the other thing, too, to mix in here right from the get-go is this. House Republicans are saying, too, as well, trying to curry some favor, they are going to push on the scrutiny of the IRS. They've got a hearing scheduled for Thursday morning. Agency workers are going to discuss the involvement of whoever it is high up the chain that was slowing down applications from groups that had Tea Party or Patriot in their name or in their body of what they were asking for the tax-exempt status. So for the first time, the House Oversight Committee has invited two key agency people to testify, and to the House, the Republican leaders of the House especially, will be chomping on this. And it includes, you know, what's the deal with Lois Lerner? And Daryl Issa, chairman of the committee, said that the investigation needs to look at both Lerner and the counsel's office. So where will that lead? What kind of tracks did they lay? Let's hope some sort of tracks, because I don't see how anyone can say that this is an issue that is Democrat, Republican, whatever. Anytime you have the IRS jacking with forms and being told to push them aside, when you think of, have you ever had the heat of the IRS on your back for, you know, making $30,000 and they're coming at you for $200 or $300? It's always the little guy they're squeezing. Always, always, always. So this just adds to that. This just fuels it. The fact that nobody wants to answer up, pony up, whatever, the info for where did this come from about the Tea Party and the Patriot groups. It really still makes absolutely no sense to me. Stay with us on the flip side. Oh, my favorite, Ben Bernanke and the economy. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Anticipates that its current exceptionally low target range for the federal funds rate will be appropriate at least as long as the unemployment rate remains above 6.5% and inflation and inflation expectations remain well behaved.
Blah, 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 blah. He is the king of the Federal Reserve, its chairman. If there was ever a position we could eliminate, there would be one of them. I'm sure there are people that would stand in disagreement with me, but I have really no use for looking in the crystal ball of Ben Bernanke so he can tank stocks for a day or two. Then we see them bounce back, and then we talk about the same thing, the numbers on what on the inflation possibilities because of where unemployment's at, and then other things that we can weave into the conversation, like quantitative easing, which is ridiculous and has been oh so costly. The paper money that we are printing in our mints with nothing to back it up is frightening. Ugh, when he ever lets quantitative easing leave his lips, it just shows me again how he is so not the person to be in this position. And why do we let a handful of people control the money? How do they get to be the money changers? Let's put it that way. So Bernanke's message was at least pretty clear when he talks about the 6% and being over 6%. We're talking about unemployment. See, it's such a cockamamie figure because as many of you listening to me know, what about the underemployed? How many people are stringing jobs together? I can't tell you how many people I know that string jobs together. They're underemployed. They're contractors. So Bernanke reiterates in his own muddled intellectual way that the Federal Reserve is going to keep the stimulus policies in place for as long as necessary. They're going to keep doing that. So overall, it is suggesting that I think people are starting to get what Bernanke's getting at, which is that the monetary policy is going to remain pretty accommodating to people. So the Fed is scaling back other things like bond buying and whatnot, but they're not messing with anything else. Oh, thank goodness. You mean we have that fake currency that doesn't really have anything behind it? Terrific. This is the semi-annual congressional testimony that he does. And really, he was on the Hill trying to glad-handle the lawmakers to make sure they feel good that the central bank is taking a very measured or conservative approach to quantitative easing, as the bond buying program is also known. So that's a good thing, I suppose, rather than let's just dive in and let's panic everybody. Because that's what he's trying to do. He's saying, don't panic, don't sell bonds. That would be a mistake. Don't do that. Of course, the horse is already out of the barn, and that was the problem because a lot of people decided to dump bonds back in May when he had some more predictions looking into the Bernanke crystal ball. All right, let's pop around in a couple of different directions here on the show, as I am definitely wanting to do sometimes. I think one of the bigger stories is the Stand Your Ground law in Florida, because of the effects, the push to try to make it, go away. And the problem with that is some of the areas where Stand Your Ground applies, it's worked very, very well. So, when you have laws that work well in some states and don't seem to work well in other states, I think they got to take that into consideration. And what the culture is, too, and what the gun culture is. Because certainly if guns are prevalent, then there's always that possibility, depending on where you're cruising around, that trouble could follow. Easy for me to get out of my mouth. But it's true. So there are cases of Stand Your Ground where somebody absolutely would be dead if they hadn't had responded. But you ask anybody who's had to shoot anyone, somebody who broke into their house, somebody who tried to steal their car, you could make up and fill in the blank of whatever you want. And they'll tell you they're not right after they do that. You talk to police officers who shoot and kill their first person, and they're not handling it too well either, because it's shocking to see that. Even if it's something that had to happen, it's shocking to see it and realizing, well, you're not putting this person in the back of the cruiser, they're done. They say when the temperature rises, too, that's when tempers flare in Florida and anywhere, and that's when people who have guns feel comfortable with those guns because of the potential for things on a job site or whatever with sweltering heat. And it's really pushed temperatures into the 90s from Cape Cod to Oregon, and they've got emergency crews out, power crews, all that kind of stuff. But no cold front is expected to move south until Friday, and then that means probably thunderstorms and more rain and that kind of stuff. So they're already preparing everybody that I-95, which is a major road up and down the East Coast, would be a virtual sauna bath. Well, if they're telling you it's going to be a sauna bath, you know it's going to be a sauna bath. In Chicago, the heat was up to 94 degrees, the hottest day of the year in the city. New York City's high afternoon was 97 degrees. Wow, 97 degrees. And I checked in two major airports that I've flown into a lot lately. Reagan International Airport in D.C. and Philly both had high temperatures. Reagan 97, Philly 96, Boston 94. So when you're talking 12, 13 or more degrees above what you're expecting, oh, that is rough. That is rough. And then if you're dealing, in some cases, the power goes out, and then you're dealing without power. You're trying to deal with life without power. Ugh. Come on, kids. Get up. Time to go to camp. Just hold the flashlight while everybody gets dressed. Oh, and those are the worst when they have the outages. But apparently because of the heat, that's what happens. Everybody kicks in their air. Then the next thing you know, neighborhoods go down. And sure enough, that's what started to happen in some of the areas where they're beefing up performances. So there you go. The email that I got from Nelson, I thought was worth sharing with all of you during this hour anyway of America Tonight. This is a crazy story, and I made a couple of quick calls to this, and I'm not sure where this goes, but there was a 41-year-old woman who was reported missing over the weekend on Saturday. She left her home in St. Louis, Missouri. She left her home on Thursday night or Friday morning. An officer responded for work, found, you know, who was responding to a call, reported for work and found her body in a car, in an unmarked police car. Wow. Police chief there says police believe that Weimer crawled into the unlocked car sometime after she left home during an argument with her boyfriend. She was intoxicated when she left the house. The police station is less than a half a mile from her home. So the car hadn't been driven since July 4th because the officer was in training week. She somehow found the car, and oh, look what happens. So this Missouri woman found dead, slumped in the back of a police car. Oh, how do you not check on that? And the 41-year-old was Leslie Weimer. How do you not check to see if what's happening? That's probably one of the biggest blunders. I would think you'd just immediately remove the person from the police car. Thanks to all of you for listening and emailing. Keep those thoughts flowing. Nathan Reeder, you're a good man, a wounded warrior, playing hurt with us here on America Tonight. Yeah. Hang with us. We're kicking it to the other side.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wally, David Zureda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Seriously, a lot of people out there complaining about the weather. You know, I used to say, I'm serious, at least 3 or 4 times a week, it wouldn't be America Tonight if we didn't have some bizarre weather that we were talking about. And yet we all know that the heat comes with the summer, but you're just never quite prepared for it. And D.C., it is, oh, that's why they call it Foggy Bottom, that nickname. It is a roasting, it's like walking in a roasting pot. Ugh. I can't imagine anything worse, especially if you were had to be dressed up and if you're a woman, you got those pumps on and you're walking down the street ready to faint and keel over, or you're a guy and you got a tie strangling you. And that's what it's like, because you feel that oppressive, bizarre humidity and heat that crashes into you, and it's awful. This is pretty awful, too. You know, we've talked about lightning before, and I've actually met somebody who was struck by lightning twice and survived, and I think I told the story. I had a really good friend in college at Ohio University it was sad. Her brother and her father were killed when they were on a green. He was a good golfer. Both of them were good golfers. And it started to lightning, and the lightning hit the green and killed them both instantly. Well, there was a quick story about a woman who was paying for her groceries when the lightning hit her. And, excuse me, I've never sneezed on the air before. The strike blew the shoe off of her foot. Can you believe it? So That had to be pretty stunning. You're inside a store not thinking that's going to happen. I've heard about that, too, before, where if you're sometimes the lightning can come through if you're close to a window, and she must have been close to the door there at the grocery store, but that would be kind of freaky. A lot of you had a lot of things to say, almost like a bipolar mail bag this time around. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, how about this one? This is our first one from Jen, who says, Kate, man, this whole thing with stand your ground. The bottom line is this. Zimmerman himself said he wished he never pulled the trigger. He apologized to the family. And now he has to live with that for the rest of his life. The fact that we're still trying to churn this up and make this a big race story is just, to me, depressing. Haven't we gotten beyond this, people? Give me a break. I don't understand. I understand if we want to debate gun laws or talk about the aspects of stand your gun, but I don't understand why we are reverting back to race in this case. Here's another one from Randy, who says the Zimmerman jurors were idiots. This guy couldn't be more guilty. Why, oh why, that stupid prosecutor didn't go for involuntary manslaughter, I'll never know. Because if he had, Zimmerman would be in jail right now. You know, it's always interesting to hear what the jury has to say afterwards. I'm just going to throw this in. And there were four members of a jury that found that Zimmerman wasn't guilty. They had a statement to distance themselves from that one juror. They called the juror B37. So the ones that were distancing themselves said, their statement was, the opinions of juror B37 expressed on the Anderson Cooper show were her own and not in any way representative of the jurors listed below. And then they listed, you know, B51, it's like a bingo, B76, E6, and E40. And what they're saying is that serving on the jury was emotional, physically draining experience for all of us. The death of a teenager weighed heavily on our hearts. But in the end, we did what the law required us to do. And they made a request for privacy as well. The court hasn't released the names of the six women, which included five white women and one woman who they say was probably Hispanic. So they spent, this is interesting, the details, just so you know, in these cases, they spent $33,000 to sequester the jurors. This was just released, all the facts of this. The sheriff's office spent 10 times that amount, $320,000 on costs related to the trial, overtime equipment, all that other stuff. During the 3 weeks of being sequestered, jurors took excursions to St. Augustine, watched the movies The Lone Ranger, World War Z, went on bowling excursions, and saw 4th of July fireworks. So all TVs, internet, mail, phone calls were screened and logged by the deputies because, you know, there's that whole thing about what the jurors know. They ate their breakfast and dinner meals at the hotel where they stayed. They dined out twice. They got visits from family and friends on the weekends, blah, 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 blah. And so what the other jurors are saying is that they wanted it out there. They wanted to make sure that people realized that this was a sad thing that happened. It was a sad thing that happened. And that's exactly what Kyle says. Kyle sends us a letter. Hey, Katie D and all the listeners of America Tonight, why are we forgetting that no matter if he was a punk or he smoked a little dope or whatever his deal was, he was 17, for goodness sake, that the saddest thing is that a teenager died. It didn't have to happen. It was stupid. And Zimmerman was stupid for shooting him. He should have never gotten out of his car and approached him. But he did. Then he gets attacked. So what does he do? He shoots him. Why does he shoot him? Because he's probably going to die or, at the very least, end up with some crazy cockamamie concussion and end up in the hospital, realizing that he was now fighting for his life. He was the one who caused this whole thing. But in the end, you could not convict him on the evidence that they had. And stand your ground held up. And that's the bottom line. Yeah, I think that I mean, I already said this. Zimmerman apologized. It, you know, a kid loses his life. Flesh and blood, somebody's son, dead. Not good. It's just, it's not good. It shouldn't have happened. But, I mean, here's the thing. The thing that I never saw either, the photos of George Zimmerman's bloodied head. I mean, all that stuff that we didn't see or know before was a big deal. And how was he threatened? What was going on? Trayvon gets mad, starts attacking him, whatever. And then he reaches for the gun that he has. I mean, that's what happened. All right, let's take a couple of other ones. As I said, you were all over the map a little bit anyway in this version of the mailbag. That's the beauty of this thing. Hey, you want to let your opinions be heard, send me an email at americatonight.net. This one is from Matt, who's listening to us in Texas. And Matt says, Kate, I think one of the saddest stories that I've heard of late, and you do movie reviews and you talk to the guy on the West Coast, is the story of the kid from Glee who died of an overdose. Man, you look at him and you think he had to have had the world by a tail. Whatever caused him to feel so depressed to take an overdose of heroin and alcohol? Why, oh, why would he not have gotten help? I don't understand. You know, here's the thing. He did try to get help. He was in clinics before because of addiction. And this was an OD situation, not an intentional one, I believe, because he had substance abuse problems. And he just combined the heroin and the alcohol, and that was it. He was in Vancouver. And they found him in his hotel room. He didn't check out on time, so he was alone when he died, they think, and he had returned to his hotel by himself, and they started to call the people, and the coroner's report didn't show the levels of heroin or alcohol in his system, so they ruled out foul play. But they think that what happened was when he took the heroin, it was by himself, and he had been drinking and all that stuff, so maybe he got a bad batch of heroin, which happens, they say, in Vancouver, that certainly is a possibility. And he was pretty blunt about, in interviews, talking about his struggles with drugs and saying that when he was a kid, he smoked pot, he was drinking by the time he was 13, and he was out of control, and he had a serious consumption, problem. But of course it's sad, and does this motivate anyone else? Does this help anyone else in a similar situation who's not famous, who's struggling, who's young with some kind of an addiction? I mean, who knows? It's scary. I don't think he intentionally killed himself. I think it was an accident of the mixing of too many drugs. And that's the thing. All right, here's one from The Heater who says, hey, speaking of being hot, we are on fire here in New Jersey. I've heard you talk about being from New Jersey before. Man, if you were in South Jersey now, you'd be a roast and you wouldn't be drinking that Wawa coffee that I've heard you also mention. It is stinking hot. It's like 100 degrees, Kate, and it feels like 110. Be glad that you don't live here anymore. Hey, speaking of that heat wave, 47 states could hit at least 90 degrees. The Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, all those states are getting hit. Every state but Alaska, Hawaii, and New Mexico up over 90 degrees. Up over 90 degrees on Wednesday. All right, coming up, we'll take a few. 855-266-5283. Hang with us.
Time. time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
You want to speak up, America? We're listening. 855-266-5283. Stacy in Mississippi, you have the floor. Hey, Stacy.
Hello?
Hey, Stacy, it's Kate. How are you?
Yes, fine, sweetheart. And yourself?
I am good. Thank you for asking.
I don't know what you look like. You sure sound like a good-looking lady.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I reckon I was talking to the gentleman too long. I was carried on too long. But let me walk through all this real quick. And George Zimmerman, I don't know how you feel or how I feel, but I know how I feel. I'm glad he's found not guilty. If the man killed him, which he did, I don't think it was no racial stuff. Even I'm from Mississippi. But no, for hanging black folks and all this crap is absurd. I got just being black friends. I do white friends. My daddy's been the mayor here for 30 years, and got just being black friends does white friends. don't believe there's no racial motive junk. They keep putting people like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and Greasy Head, preacher, instead of doctor. They call themselves a doctor. They ain't no doctor, they're a preacher. Get their doctorate degree in that, and that's it. But it's just, good Lord, I was telling them more things than I'm telling you. I think the media ought to just let that die, leave it alone. Let's go on alive because, you know, it's in the Constitution. I mean, he went to court. He had his date. He was set free. Leave the man alone. Leave him out of life. He's going to live in hell the rest of his life itself. Even waking up in the middle of the night having dreams and everything about it. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Do you want to have blood on your hands? Do you want to kill a teenager? No, he said that. He didn't want to. The situation got out of control, and then when he started to get attacked, he reached for his gun and he shot him.
Okay, can I ask you one thing, man? I do have a lot of respect for you. I love your show. I sit up every night and listen to it. But anyway, when I can't get in there and rerun or something. But, no, nobody wants to kill a child.
No.
My stepdaughter was driving me, just got a license, and run into a tree and killed her. And broke my neck, and I own furniture stores and all. Now, I used to make more in one day than I make in a month now. I mean, nobody wants to kill a teenager or anything.
No, no.
Keep breaking this junk up about racially motivated or whatever it all is a bunch of BS. I'm trying to use very nice words tonight. Sometimes I lose my temper. But, I think everybody, I mean, and sweetheart, I respect the world out of you, including you. NBC, CBS, WWDoodah, whatever. Everybody just needs to shut up, leave this stuff alone, let it die. This man's going to live in hell probably the rest of his life, if not 20 years, 30 years. He's going to live in hell. Everybody just needs to let it go. There is no racial crap in Mississippi, Alabama. There's a very few. There's a very few people that come to your house and steal your crap, too.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't. You know, it's racial bullcrap. If it's racial, like, and the president himself has brought up about racism, but he can kiss my white ass. But like this, 73% of the white folks are 77%. I forget what day he told me it was, but anyway, they're the ones that put his ass in office. I mean, my God, there is no racial crap. People need to get over this junk, Miss Kate. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I think that what's happened, and you can tell Stacey's is animated and hardcore about it, and I get it, Stacey, you're right. Thanks for the call. He's right in the sense that everything now automatically swings to that. And are there people who are racist? Of course, he said that. He said, are there people that are racist? Of course there's some people that are racist, but is it... I hope, you know, am I being naive to the extent that we keep seeing things we keep hearing? No, it's sadly, and it's unfair to the history of the people who have fought to not have it that way, to play that card, to rely on that. And unfortunately, I really believe in this case with George Zimmerman, that wasn't the case whatsoever. I don't think that was the case. This was a guy who was Mr. Neighborhood Watch guy, was a frustrated, I wanted to be a cop kind of guy, and was driving around and was tired of things that he had seen happen in the neighborhood. And then, voila, here comes Trayvon Martin. He doesn't know any of the details. And then, unfortunately, things move fast and head in the very wrong direction. And what happened was terrible. Absolutely. Shooting a teenager, are you kidding me? Oh, I can't imagine living with that. I really can't. I can't imagine living with that in my head. I think it would be too great of a torment to me, honestly. So, you know, here's the thing. Talking about civil rights violations, ridiculous. The Justice Department looking into that, ridiculous. And especially if you compare other cases, how is there even a case here? How is there any evidence of that? That certainly didn't come out in court. And I don't think it comes out in a civil court either. So it's just grasping at straws, and it's a good way to incite the people who will jump on this and take attention away from other things. It's a good mirage. It really, really is. And I hate to be so cynical and think that way, but that's the way I'm thinking, man. How about this? Speaking of politics, you never know. Strange bedfellows and all that. Dick Cheney's daughter is going to run. The eldest of his kids is going to run against Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi in the next year's Republican primary. So it's Liz Cheney. And she made a brief announcement saying, you know, this is interesting, but she didn't say it was interesting. She said her Republican primary challenge to Wyoming's senior U.S. senator is about sending a new generation to Washington, but it has all the hallmarks of what some people are saying is the same divisions that have rolled, really roused the Republican Party for years. So Senator Enzi has occasionally said he's going to he'll compromise with Democrats. He supported a sales tax on internet purchases. That was one time. And she says she's running because she's concerned about the direction of the nation. And she says, I think it's time for us to say to ourselves, can we continue to go along to get along in Washington? Which is interesting. Because that's her question was interesting. That's what I picked up on. Can we continue to go along to get along in Washington? Who's getting along in Washington, though? I want to know. So she is going to be an interesting challenge, I think, to him, especially with money being no object. And this is Cheney's a real Tea Party candidate. If you look at some of the other races where the Tea Party candidate has upset the other longtime Republican. The primary example is in Indiana, six-termer Senator Richard Lugar lost in a Republican primary to Richard Murdoch, who then he went on to lose to the Democrat. In Utah, the Tea Party favorite, Mike Lee, booted out Senator Bob Bennett, who was a three-termer in 2010, and seventh term last year. Remember, you can always email the show if you want to throw in your 2 cents, just like Stacy jumps on the line. You can do that by shooting me an email at americatonight.net. We always throw in our mailbag segment during the shows. And to me, that's the question. Can we get what Liz Cheney said? Can we continue to go along to get along in Washington? Think about that. I'm still debating who's even getting along, by the way. The art of negotiation lost completely in D.C.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.